Hello.
Hi, Nicole.
Who is this?
This is Mimi. How are you?
Who are you?
I'm calling you back in regards to the home care services. I see that you had reached out in regards to...
Oh, hey, how you doing? I thought you was one of them spam callers.
Oh,
I apologize.
No, you're good. How's your morning going?
They irritate me. They get to me really bad because they call my phone so much.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's not good.
They get
good.
To me very, very bad.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. But I'm here to help you, Nicole. You're the one that gets the home care, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and who is your caregiver?
I'm not ready to talk yet. To ask me, I'm trying to call my coordinator, but I can't figure their number out at UPMC. Like, my pass is not working, and I have quite a few things to do, and I need to know why my transportation is not working.
Okay. So the thing is like this. Let me fill you in a little bit. So we are a different home care agency that we spoke, I think, on it was yesterday, in regards
yeah.
to getting a better agency, a better pay rate. So I'll be very happy to help you out and make sure that you and your caregiver are happy and getting the right care.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, I don't want to pressure you or anything, but I'm here to help you. And yeah, we can take it from there.
Alrighty, but how can I get to my coordinator? I'm trying to get to my coordinator, and I need to get to my coordinator. I'm trying to figure out. I'm with UPMC.
So we work with UPMC. You want to speak to your coordinator?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Give me just a second. Maybe I can help you with that. UPMC, just a minute. Nicole, what's your date of birth?
9/16/75.
Okay. And what's the coordinator's name again?
I'm not sure what her last name is. I know her first name is Tamika.
Tamika?
Yes, I'm not sure what the last name was because it was last name that I couldn't pronounce.
Okay, let me see. And also, Tamika, how many hours did UPMC approve you for?
I get 84 hours.
84?
Yes, I have 84. I get 84 hours.
Okay. Let me see how I can get to Tamika. Give me a second. And what's your home address again?
5041 Tulip Street.
Tulip.
Yes. Flowers.
Philadelphia?
Yes, Philadelphia, PA.
Okay. I actually once lived on Tulip Lane, actually.
It's a Tulip Lane?
Yeah, in New York, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a nice street name. Okay. So, Nicole, you want me to have, I can have my intake team give you a call maybe later whenever you're available.
I should be probably about 2 o'clock. Because I'm actually in the kitchen and I'm actually as an equipment trying to reach out to Tamika, so I can, you know, get counseling. But I had a lot of trouble getting to it yesterday because I really didn't have the last name, so.
Yeah, no worries. No problem. How do you spell your first and last name?
Nicole Smith, N-I-C-H-O-L-E.
N-I-C-H?
O-L-E.
Oh, okay. Let me see one second. All right. Okay, perfect. So what I could do is like this. I can have my ENSEE team call you whenever you're ready. Okay, whenever you're available. And we'll help you out with your UPMC, the coordinator. And also, if you and your caregiver are interested to switch agencies for a better rate, and for just, you know, better experience, then we can do that as well.
Okay.
Is this the best number to reach to?
I'm trying to talk. It's just that it's not a good time because I want to know about your agency. You know, I've been with my agency over 4 years. So I'm not someone that just jumped from agency to agency because this one gave me more money and
Definitely, I understand. How much is your caregiver making right now, if you don't mind me asking?
Only $12.85, and she's actually a nurse because she just graduated from nursing school.
Oh, wow.
She just graduated from nursing school. My daughter.
Yeah. Okay, so we could best
with her experience and everything else, like, you're talking about $12.85. Now, that's what y'all was giving my upper door. So how, that was like 4 years down the line. So you're telling me 4 years down the line, y'all still at the same pay rate? And this is somebody that has more experience and everything else. Now, I know it's totally different. As a home health aide, and, you know, actually a regular nurse. But ain't no way in the world, you know, because I refer people to them. So, you know, you're not really allowed to talk about the pay rates and all that. But the people that I refer to your services is actually making more money than my daughter, and he has no experience whatsoever. And he just walked in the door, and y'all started him off with $13.50. So, you know, I'm not understanding that. And it's, oh, no, no, Nicole, it's because you get 44 hours overtime. No, overtime don't have nothing to do with it.
Right, right.
He just walked in the door, no experience, no nothing. Every day is my daughter working in the whole hospital. She deals with these patients on a regular basis. I know a health aide and a nurse is two different things, but she shouldn't be at the bottom of the barrel. But y'all want her to come actually work for your company because I brought her to y'all. So y'all actually want her to sign on with y'all and work for y'all.
Right, exactly. So, look,
and she's like, no, I'm just going to work for my mother.
Right. So, we could definitely pay her more than $12.85. I can tell you that for sure. And also, I could tell you that the overtime is not going to be a problem. We can pay her the overtime as well. So, how about tell me what time is good? I'll have my intake team call you later. We can discuss the rates and all that.
Okay, how about tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. That way, man, you can sit down and have a talk, and you can run me through your whole company and, you know, things that go on there, and is this something I want to do, or, you know, you can give me the whole rundown.
Okay, yeah, sure. Sure. What's your caregiver's name?
What's my caregiver's name?
Yeah.
We'll talk about everything tomorrow when I call.
Okay, we can talk tomorrow. That's fine. You said tomorrow, okay, 10?
I've been looking around for approximately, I'd say, a month and a half.
Okay, sure.
Because don't think about me. Like, I'm a loyal person. Like, and I'm basically one of old school. As long as everybody doing their job and what they're supposed to do, we don't have no problem. But then when people not doing their job, and then the hours not right, and things not right, because y'all got audited, now you want me to sit here and I look at it like it was some backhand stuff, because you want me to fill out a whole folder for, well, basically my daughter fill out a whole folder for a timesheet that y'all was missing. Somebody in your company's not doing their job. They don't fall on us. So don't come to my house with a stack of papers saying, can you and your daughter fill these out, you know, because we're getting audited.
Right.
No, we know, because we can't think that who won 5-6 months ago. I don't even know what happened yesterday. So how am I going to tell you what I ate, what color I had on, when I washed up, and all that other stuff? You get what I'm saying? 4 months ago. I can't remember. So that's documents that I can't document, because I have no knowledge of what happened 4 months ago.
Right.
I'm still trying to get my health together. So if I'm on like 12 different medicines, there's no way in the world I'm going to say, hey, look, this would have been 4 months ago. No, I can't tell you, and I can't write it on paper, and I can't put my signature on. No, I cannot. That's not an option.
Right, 100%. I'm with you. So look, I can have my intake team speak to you tomorrow. We can go over everything. I can also pay your caregiver at least $13.25 an hour plus the overtime.
Wait, it's crazy that you said $13.25, because those are some numbers that I use and I take very personal, because that was the address to my grandmother's last house. So
okay.
All my cards, that's the number I use on my cards, the 1325. And it's crazy. You know, you go to the store and you're using this bank card and that bank card. That's my actual code. And my grandma's been deceased for over 30, 40 years.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's crazy.
And you say 1325.
Wow, okay. What does that mean? good or not?
It means a good start.
Okay, that's good to hear.
I'll talk with you tomorrow, but was you able to get a number for Tamika or a number to UPMC?
Yes,
so
I'm making a note here.
Time?
Yes, I'm making a note. Her coordinator, Tamika.
Yeah, but I don't know her last name. And the crazy part, somebody called me last week, you know, doing a checkup just to make sure everything was right. There was some UPMC and everything.
Okay,
but they wanted to make sure I didn't have no problem with anything that was going on. And now I don't have the number, and I didn't write the number.
Okay, don't worry about it. Well, we'll figure it out. That's not a problem.
Okay.
We'll make it work, and it'll be easy, you know?
All right.
Okay. let me see what else. Okay, so, well, let's be in touch tomorrow after 10, yes? You said after 10?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
I have a few things I need to take care of.
Amazing. And I'll make a note for my intake team so they know what we spoke and, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Wonderful. I hope you have a great rest of your day and we'll be in touch.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, of course. Be well.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.